Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Sports Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder, this podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday morning, May 16th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of sports news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Masimo Group, NASDAQ Memo, rides the wave of growing power sports. The global power sports market is projected to reach $60.51 billion by 2032. With a 10% CAGR expected in the recreational boating market from 2024 to 2032. Masimo Group, a Texas-based manufacturer and distributor, is strategically positioned to capitalize on these trends. As consumers show a growing interest in outdoor adventures, Masimo, NASDAQ Memo, is expanding its footprint in the power sports and recreational watercraft industries. With the global power sports market valued at $37.96 billion in 2023 and expected to grow to $60.51 billion by 2032, Masimo is making significant strides in the sector, leveraging market growth and consumer demand.
Investor News Breaks, Brera Holdings PLC, NASDAQ REA, applauds imminent Eagle Football IPO, sees boost for multi-club investment visibility. Brera Holdings PLC, listed on NASDAQ as BREA, applauds the imminent Eagle Football IPO as the $2 billion multi-club ownership group prepares to file. Eagle Football's portfolio includes stakes in Crystal Palace, Lion, Botafogo, and Molenbeek. Brera's executive chairman, Dan McClory, supports this move, seeing it as a way to raise investor awareness of the MCO model and sports as an asset class. Brera, known for its NASDAQ listing in 2023, continues to align with the sustainable football investment approach highlighted in the Wall Street Journal. For more information, visit Brera Holdings PLC's website at www.breraholdings.com.
Tiny Gems Breaks, Newton Golf Company, Inc., NAPDAC, NWTG, reports 246% revenue growth and expanding tour adoption in Q1. Newton Golf Company, traded on NASDAQ under the symbol NWTG, saw an impressive 246% revenue growth in Q1 2025, reaching $1.2 million. This increase was fueled by the popularity of their Newton Motion and Fast Motion shafts. Gross profit rose to $852,000 with a 70% margin, and the net loss decreased to $0.5 million. Over 30 professionals, including 8 new players, have adopted Newton shafts across major tours. The company expanded in Japan, secured key international distribution, and projects full-year revenue between $5 million and $7.0 million. GoSkate celebrates GoSkate Day 2025 with free events across North America and expands global skate park directory. GoSkate, the leading provider of skateboarding lessons worldwide, is celebrating GoSkate Day 2025 with free events happening across North America. 3 major masterclasses will be hosted in Seattle, Toronto, and St. Petersburg, Florida, led by top certified instructors. Each event will feature giveaways and GoSkate-branded apparel. In addition, GoSkate has added 7,000 new listings to its global skate park directory, making it easier for skaters to find and connect with skate parks worldwide. The company's commitment to supporting the skateboarding community is reflected in these initiatives, aiming to inspire the next generation of skaters and strengthen local communities through the power of skateboarding.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Sports Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.